平安，弟兄姐妹，Peace, brothers and sisters。我今天要讲的信息是钉十字架的生命。My message today is the crucified life。这是我第四个加拉太书的信息。This is my fourth message in the book of Galatians。我们今天要来看加拉太书第二章11到21节。Today we'll be looking at Galatians 2。11 to 21，今天我感觉我好像是从神话语的宝库里面找到了最宝贵的这个宝物，然后来让你们可以来给你们看我找到的这个最宝贵的宝物。Today I feel like I'm taking out from the treasure of God's word, the most precious treasure that I found。当然，每一句神的话都是很宝贵。但是今天我们读的这个经文，是在我自己生命里，我发觉是最强、最有力量的在我生命里的这个经文。Of course, every word of God is precious, but the verse that I want to show today is like the verse I found to be the most powerful verse in my life。这就很像那个一个宝剑，那个神剑，这个 Excalibur 这个神剑。每一次我举起来这个神的话的这个神剑的时候，我就发觉，对于一切属灵的攻击，一切属灵的这些挣扎，它完全可以完全的抵挡这些攻击，这些试探，这些的这些挣扎完全没有效果。对这个神的话，这个宝剑，so。This is like the Excalibur sword. Every time I raise this sword of God's word, I found it is invincible against all spiritual attacks and spiritual struggles. 这个经文呢，就是加拉太书2章20节。他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”并且我如今在肉体活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。This verse I want to talk about today is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 我也听到一个宣教士，他分享说，这个经文救了他，因为他在一个基督教的家庭长大，但是他发觉我没有基督活在我里面呢、啊。This verse also a missionary shared saved him because he realized that even though he grew up in a Christian family, he did not have Christ living in him。然后这个经文也激励他去背更多的经文，因为他发觉这个经文是这么样的，可以改变生命。And this verse also motivate him to memorize even more verses, so that he, because he found this so life changing. 然后他的事工，他的宣教的事工，其实也是推动在各个地方，在印尼这些地方有很多的这些学生来背，在学校的学生可以来背经，这是他的这个宣教的这个事工。And this also led to his ministry. His missionary work is to promote scriptural memorization among the many people like in Indonesia, like the students there. 作为信徒，基督的信徒，你也是有这个钉十字架的生命，因为你的老我已经与基督钉在十字架了。那你怎么样可以经历 这个钉十字架的生命呢？As a believer in Christ, you have the crucified life. Your old self has been nailed with Christ on the cross. Then how can you experience the power of the crucified life? 我们今天的经文里，我们有三点。From today's passage, we have 3 points. 这是怎么样的经历？一个钉十字架的生命。And this is how to experience the crucified life. 第一就是钉十字架的生命必坚持真理。Number one, a crucified life will stand for the truth. 第二，钉十字架的生命并没有自我称义。Number two, a crucified life will be free from self-justification. 第三，钉十字架的生命必在基督里有安定。Number three, a crucified life will be secure in Christ. 让我们先来做个祷告。Let's pray as we begin. 亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们这段的美好的时间。Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time, to listen to your word. 主啊，求你让这个时间，我们可以听到你的声音，听到你的话语。Lord, may you let this time be a time that we can hear your voice, hear your word. 主啊，求你祝福我们，打开我们的心。Lord, may you bless us, may you open our hearts. 奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，I'm praying the precious name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 第一，钉十字架的生命必坚持真理，是从11到14节。Number one is a crucified life will stand for the truth from verses 11 to 14. 11节说，后来基法到了安提亚，因他有可责之处，我当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭。既知他们来到，他因怕奉割礼，奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。其余的犹太人也都随着他装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随和装甲，但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若虽外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？”So Galatians 2:11 says, but when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews? 所以这里激发就是彼得，他是一个使徒，他也是主要教会的领袖。当耶稣回天上的时候，激发就是彼得的这个亚兰文的名字，然后彼得就是他的希腊的名字。So Cephas here is Peter, and he's one of the apostles, the main leader of the church. After Jesus went back to heaven, Cephas is his Aramaic name. Peter is his Greek name. 那两个名字的意思都是这个石头，这个 rock. So both of these names means rock. 那这个名字也是耶稣给这个西门彼得在约翰福音1:42，他说你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，然后基法翻出来就是彼得。 So actually this name was given by Jesus to Simon Peter in John 1:42. Jesus says, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. 所以为什么保罗在这边说彼得是可，这个责的呢？他是教会的这个主要的领袖，所以当时他是带领他的行为，带领这些犹太的信徒不再跟这些外邦的信徒一起吃饭，是因为这些探访的这些犹太的这些信徒的缘故。 So, as a main leader of the church, why did Paul say that Peter is to be condemned? Because Peter's action is leading the Jewish believers not to eat with Gentile believers because of these visitors from the Jerusalem. 这个对外邦的这些信徒会很伤害到他们，因为彼得本来是跟他们一起吃饭的，只有这些受割礼的这些人来后，他就没有再继续跟他们吃饭。当时彼得跟他们吃饭的时候，可能也是吃了那些外邦他们的食物，可能外邦的食物有包括这些猪肉啊，或者是龙虾啊，或者是蚵啊，或者是这些虾仁啊，或者蚌壳啊，或者是螃蟹啊，这些都是旧约的律法，食物的律法就是禁止不能吃的。So, this what Peter did would really hurt the Gentile believers because Peter was eating with them before the circumcision party. People came. He may have ate food like pork or lobster or oyster, shrimp, clams, and crabs, and these are all prohibited by the Old Testament dietary laws. 保罗这样子停止跟外邦人吃，也是好像是跟这些其他的犹太的这些信徒说，哦，你们也要遵守这些外。这些旧约的律，这些旧约的食物的律法，虽然你们是在跟外邦的这个基督徒在一起，你们也需要遵守这些旧约的这些食物的律法。So Peter's action is telling the Jewish Christians that they must also follow the Old Testament dietary laws even when they're with the Gentile Christians。所以这就让我想到有一个电影，我看。在这个时候看到就是这个电影是叫《耶稣革命》这个电影，Jesus Revolution，然后这个电影就是讲到在1960年的时候，这些嬉皮他们开始被神感动，然后开始到这个 Chuck Smith 他的教会，然后得救。那他们都在这个电影里面，他们就。都是坐在这个右边的这个椅子上，然后他们穿着就是长头发呀、然后就是牛仔裤啊，然后又是可能赤脚的啊，然后在左边的这些坐的都是原来的那些会友，他们就是穿着这个西装笔挺，然后就是很保守的这样子。So this makes me remember a movie I saw called The Jesus Revolution. And in this movie, it talks about how in the 1960s, many of the hippies touched by God started coming to church, especially to the Chuck Smith church. And then they got saved. So they sat all on the right side of the church and they're like barefooted and they're wearing jeans and they have long hair and looking like the hippies, right? And then on the left side is all the original members. They're all dressed in suits and ties and dressed very conservatively. 所以在一个电影里面，一个荧幕的时候，就讲到，就说他们有些这些原来的这些会友就真的是受不了了，他们就起来，然后就站起来，然后就这样子。 从这个中间走到后面就离开了教会。So in one of the scenes in the movie, some of the original members just got fed up and they just got up and then they just walk to the middle of the aisle and then just went out the back and left the church. 在他们中间，在这个电影里面就演到，在中间里面有一个人，一个老的一个弟兄，然后他也是跟他们一起站起来，但是呢，他在站起来走到中间的时候，好像神就感动了他，然后他就没有跟他们一起走出教会，离开教会，但是他就坐到右边跟那些嬉皮一起坐，然后当然大家都很高兴，所以就可以看到，就是他神感动他来接纳这些新的这些嬉皮的信徒。So, in one of the scenes of the movie, when they all got up, one of the person who got up is an older brother, and then he also walked to the middle. But instead of leaving the back of the church, it seemed like God touched him, and so he turned and then he sat down on the right side with the hippies. And that shows that God, touched his heart to accept the new believers, the new hippie believers. 保罗在这里也有提到巴拿巴，因为巴拿巴当时应该是在犹太信徒中，就是最友善的一个，最最最，就是鼓励大家的一个人。他的名字就是这个劝勉子，Son of Encouragement。So Paul also mentioned about Barnabas in this passage, because Barnabas should be like the nicest, the friendliest Jewish Christian there, the most encouraging believer, Jewish believer there, because his name is called Barnabas, means a son of encouragement. 那这里也看到，就是说连Barnabas 他也会被影响到，然后就是说跟着不跟这些外邦的信徒一起吃饭的时候，他是不是当时对他们那么冷落的时候，是不是因为他感觉说，哦，彼得是老大，彼得是我的像老板，他是我的领导，所以我应该的，就是他这样怎么做，我也应该要跟着这样子做。So could it be that Barnabas also was influenced to give a cold shoulder to these Gentile Christians because he considered Peter as his boss, and his leader, so he should just follow his lead. 所以这里让我们看到，在凡事上，我们真正的老板，我们真正的主人，应该是主耶稣基督，不是好像迷茫的去跟随某某的人，Amen. So, this shows us that in all things, our real boss, our real master should be the Lord Jesus Christ, and not to blindly just follow any person, Amen. 保罗在这里，在彼得面前，在这些犹太的这个信徒面前，来提醒彼得说，你本来是活得像这些外邦的信徒一样。你是享受基督里的这个自由，跟他们一起可以吃，一起可以交流，没有被这些犹太的这些食物的律法限制。他为什么现在要叫这些犹太的这些信徒来遵守我们这些不是叫这些外邦的信徒来遵守我们这些犹太的这个？食物的这些规则呢？所以，Paul reminds Peter in front of all these Jewish Christians, that he was living the freedom of Christ, that he was eating with the Gentiles, believers, not constrained by Jewish dietary laws. Why is he making the Gentiles follow Jewish dietary laws now? 我们虽然没有看到彼得的反应，但是我相信这全部的这个事件，真的可以看让我们看到这个钉十字架在耶稣里被钉十字架的生命是怎么样。因为保罗在这里，我们可以看到他说的做的，是因为他被钉十字架的生命，他没有顾到说他只是当时在教会里只是一个很新的一个这个年轻的一个领袖，在这边好像要指责要抵挡这个彼得这个大人物，这个是教会。带领全部的这些使徒的这个领袖，So we did not see Peter's response. However, I believe the whole incident here shows the crucified life in Christ because Paul is doing this because of his crucified life. He's not caring that he's just a young, relatively young leader in the church, and he's standing up to Peter. The big guy, the one who is the leader of the disciples, apostles after Jesus went to heaven. 这是因为在钉十字架生命里面，这不是已经不是这个老的保罗活着，但是是基督活在保罗里面。保罗的说出的话，保罗的行动，现在必须是基督的。要做的。So this is because in the crucified life is no longer the old Paul living, but it's Christ living in Paul, and Paul's words, actions now must be Christ. 这样子做，其实我们可以说是基督透过活在保罗里面来指责彼得。透过保罗，So in a way, by doing this, Christ living in Paul is rebuking Peter through Paul. 你们记不记得，当时基督在世上的时候，也有很严厉的指责彼得吗？Do you remember that when Christ was on earth, that he also severely rebuked Peter？当时也是很严厉的这个指责，因为耶稣说。撒旦，退我后边去吧。When he rebuked Peter, when he was on earth, he was also a very hard rebuke because he says, "Get behind me, Satan." And 这是在马太福音16:23。This is in Matthew 16:23。那我们在这里也可以看到彼得的生命也是在。基督里被钉十字架的生命，因为他听了保罗的这样子的责备后，他没有好像就把保罗踢开，踢走，就是说把他踢出教会，因为他这样子的来说他。So we see that Peter's life is also crucified in Christ in that he listened and did not kick out Peter from the church because of this. 我们在华人教会里面会看这样子的事情，会说啊，这个是完全不能做的一个很丢脸的事情，连想象都想象不到可以做的。So for us in Chinese church, this would be just a major face losing situation, no no situation that we would consider this. Peter, 保罗他当时可以这样子的回应，他可以说。你怎么敢这样子跟我说？你知道我是谁吗？我是彼得，我是这个石头。你怎么敢这样子对在大家面前这样子跟我说呢？So Peter could also have responded like this: "How dare you speak to me in this way? You know, do you know who I am? I'm Peter the Rock, and you don't speak to me in front of other people like this." 但是我们可以看到，在使徒 行传15章上次讲到的彼得还有其他的使徒，他们看到保罗还有巴拿巴来看他们的时候，他们是怎么样的欢迎他们？然后彼得也是第一个站起来为他们说话，就是来维护辩护他们的这个看法，就是这些犹太这些外邦的信徒不需要遵守这些。犹太的这些律法的，像这个割礼这样子的律法。So remembering Acts 15, we talk about this story last time. Is Peter and other apostles welcomed Paul and Barnabas when they came to visit, and Peter was also the first one who defended their position that the Gentile believers are not required to follow the Jewish laws like the circumcision. 所以这里很快就看到这个叫彼得教会在这个加百农，那这边的教会是说彼得的房子本来是在这里，然后这个房子废墟在底下这个地底下，然后他们在上面盖了这个教堂，这个也是一个天主教的一个朝圣的一个教堂。So in this next picture, we see that Peter's church in Capernaum. And this is a church I visited in 2018 when I went to Israel. 这也是我在以色列2018年去的时候照的照片. And this is a modern Catholic pilgrimage church, and this is where they say that Peter's house is, the ruins is here, and then they built a Catholic pilgrimage church on top of it. 然后下一个图片让我们看到彼得他就是在这个教会旁边的这个石像，这个有一个马太福音16章18节说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上。So we see a statue of Peter by the church, and there's the Matthew 16:18 verses that are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. 那很多教会的传统。可能天主教啊，他们有不同的这个解释这个经文，马太福音16章18节。但是我找到一个，我想就是福音派可以接纳的这个解释这个经文的解释。So there may be different traditions, like a Catholic Church, they have a different interpretation about what Matthew 16:18 means. But I found interpretation that I think the evangelicals that we can accept. This interpretation of this Matthew 16:18，这个解释就是说，当时耶稣说的这个马太福音16章18节的时候，他用彼得的这个字，这个希腊字是 Petras，然后他用这个磐石的这个字是 Petra，所以 Petras 跟 Petra 是不同的字。So the explanation is that when Jesus talk about the Matthew 16:18. The word that he used for Peter is the word Petros, and the word he used for rock is Petra. And Petros and Petra are different word in Greek. 所以这个彼得这个Petros 就是讲到一个小的石头，然后这个磐石这个 Petra 就是讲到一个大的这个基石。所以就是说。教会是建立，耶稣在这边说，教会是建立在这个大的磐石上，就是耶稣基督是基督，是神的儿子，永活神的儿子，这个真理就是我们教会就是建立在这个真理上，就是关于耶稣基督是基督是神的儿子的这个真理上，这也是彼得他在。这个前面跟耶稣说你是基督，神，永活神的儿子。So, the bedrock, that the church is built upon is the truth that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the Living God, which Peter had also proclaimed in Matthew 16. 然后彼得还有其他的。使徒他们就是在这个真理上，这个磐石上， 耶稣基督这个真是主的这个是基督的这个真理上建立了教会。So Peter and the apostles founded a church on Jesus Christ as the cornerstone。一个被钉十字架的生命是会坚持真理，不管多疯狂一样。在这个危机的时刻，保罗看到这些犹太的弟兄，他们被影响到，不跟这些外邦的这些弟兄一起吃饭的时候，我可以想象当时这些犹太的信，这些外邦的信徒在看着保罗，感觉说，为什么只有你一个犹太的信徒跟我们这些外邦的信徒一起还在吃饭？So a crucified life will stand for the truth, regardless of how crazy it may seem. In this moment of crisis, Paul sees his Jewish brothers being influenced to shun their Gentile brothers and sisters. I can imagine the Gentile believers looking at Paul, wondering why he's the only Jewish Christian eating with them. 然后在那个时刻，就是在耶稣基督活在他保罗里面的这个生命，就激励他要做这个行动，然后他就经历到了这个钉十字架的生命的真实的这个真实性。然后彼得呢，他也经历到这个钉十字架的这个生命，当他接受从主耶稣来的这个真理，虽然在一个很在公开一个很丢脸的一个情况下，so。At that moment, the life of Christ living in Paul compelled him to act, and he experienced the reality of the crucified life. And Peter also experienced the crucified life by accepting the truth from the Lord, despite a very public face-losing situation. 所以，弟兄姐妹们，当我们经历信徒经历这个钉十字架生命的时候，谁得到最大的荣光，那就是我们的主耶稣得到最大的荣光。他最就是shine 的时候，就是我们最亮的时候，就是我们经历这个钉十字架的生命。So Jesus shines when believers experience the crucified life. Amen. 我们第二点就是，钉十字架生命并没有自我称义，这是15到19节。15节说，我们这生来的犹太人，不是外邦的信的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义，不因行。律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。我们若求在基督里称义，却仍旧是罪人，难道基督是叫人犯罪的吗？断乎不是。我素来所摧毁的，若重新建造，这就证明自己是犯罪的人。我因律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。So our second point is a crucified life will be free from self-justification. Verses 15 to 19. Verse 15: We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have belief in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Because by works of the law, no one will be justified. But if in our endeavor to be justified in Christ, we too were found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. For if I rebuild by tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law, so that I might live to God. 所以这里讲到，就是说我们在想要活一个基督徒的一个生命的时候，我们可能发觉，哇，好像我们 生命里面充满罪，这不是否认，这不是好像废去基督在我们生命做的，但是是让我们可以看到，我们真正不能自己称义，只有神可以称义我们。So while living a Christian life, we may find that we have so much sins in our life, but this doesn't nullify everything Christ has done for us. It just shows us that we can't justify ourselves. Only God can justify us. 当我们可以相信这个真理的时候，我们就可以很自由的来承认我们错了。我们不需要一直在那边好像争斗说，想要证明我们是对的。So when we can believe this truth, we can then be free to admit when we're wrong. We don't have to fight to prove that we're right. 我们多少次的时候又掉到这个绩效或者这种的表现的这个陷阱，做一个基督徒，我们感觉说，哦，我们好像要去赚到神的这个接纳，我们好像自然的这个感觉上说，我们应该做什么东西才可以得到神的接纳？Yeah, how many times we fall into a performance trap as Christians? Have you tried to earn God's acceptance? And our natural tendency seems to be that we must do something to earn God's acceptance. 圣经很清楚说，称义跟我们做的这无关，我们没有。好像可以得到，或是可以保留跟神的关系，透过我们的表现，我们必须活在神的恩典下。So the Bible is clear that justification has nothing to do with external activity. We do not gain or maintain relationship with God by our performance. We are to live our life under God's grace. 我们不是因为我们的行为来称义的。We are not justified by our works. However, God's grace has given us freedom from sin. 但是神的恩典已经让我们可以从罪里面得到自由。我们不是只是从罪里面得到自由，我们也可以从我们的这个被好像罪定罪的这个恐惧得到自由。我们也可以从这个好像要表现的这个陷阱里面得到自由，so we can be free not only from sin by God's grace, but we can also be free from the fear of condemnation. We can be free from trying to do the performance, the trap of performance. So，弟兄姐妹，我们可以被两种东西来好像激励我们去遵守神的这些命令。我们可以靠着神的恩典，或是我们可以靠着罪恶感，或是我们可以靠着，好像恩典跟罪恶感两个在一起来活我们每天想要跟随神的这个生命。So, brothers and sisters, we can be motivated by either grace, God's grace, or by guilt. To follow God, to follow God's commands, or maybe a combination of the two, of grace and God's guilt to follow God. 我们要被神的恩典激励，就是被就的意思就是我们要被神的爱来激励。那神的爱来激励的意思，就是说神对我们的爱，然后我们对神的爱。So to be motivated by grace is to be motivated by God's love, which is God's love for us, and also our love to God. 当你遇到这些属灵的攻击的时候，这些控告你的这些想法的时候，然后这些试探的时候，你要记得加拉太书2章20节，就是你已经与基督同定。十字架了。So when you face spiritual attacks, when you face accusing thoughts and temptations, remember Galatians 2:20 that you have been crucified with Christ. 让神的话来 战胜这些想法、这些的试探。Let God's word conquer doubts and these temptations。他们会，神的话可以让你得到自由，不要从好像你从你自己想要自己称义，然后自己来救自己脱离罪。所以神的话，The word of God can set you free from trying to justify, from trying to rescue yourself from the sin。你是希望来经历这种的被钉十字架的生命吗？从一切这些无用的这些这些想要去称义的这些方法，自己称义的方法，然后自己来救自己脱离罪的方法，然后你要完全的相服，在耶稣基督里，让他做你的称义者，让他做你救你脱离这些罪的这个救你者。So, would you like to experience this kind of crucified life to be free from the futile attempts to justify yourself, to rescue yourself from sin? Then wholly surrender yourself to Christ as your Christ as your justifier, Christ as your rescuer. Amen. 我们来再看第三点。钉十字架的生命必在基督里有安定。Let's look at our third point. A crucified life will be secure in Christ. This 这是从20节到21节。This from verse 20 to 21. 20节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉体活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。Galatians 2:20。I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. 这里讲到的我已经与基督钉十字架，这个我是谁呢？这个我就是你的老我。对于保罗，他的老我就是那个活在律法主义的这个老我，然后现在已经与基督同钉十字架，已经不再活着，有一个新的生命在他里面活着。这新的生命就是基督活在他的生命，所以基督不只是给保罗新的生命，基督就是那个新的生命。So that I here, I've been crucified. I here is talking about the old self. And for Paul, the old self lived in legalism, and he was crucified with Christ. This old self is no longer living, a new life is living him. And this new life is Christ living him. And Christ not only gives the new life, but Christ is the new life. 你的老我是不是已经钉了十字架呢？一个钉了十字架的生命，是不是只是过去发生？那这是现在每天我们可以经历到的。你相信你的老我已经与基督一同在十字架上死了吗？Do you？你有没有这个信心，活在一个新的生命？这个新的生命就是基督活在你里面呢？Have your old self been crucified? The crucified life is not something that has happened. It's also something that's a present reality every day. Do you believe your old self has died with Christ? Do you have faith to live this new life where Christ is living in you? 当你经历到钉十字架的生命，你也会经历到信神的儿子，他是爱你的，他是为你舍己的。像 这个儿童的诗歌，说的，我们可以跟自己说，我们可以跟世界说，我们可以跟撒旦说，这个儿童诗歌说的就是耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。So brothers, sisters, just like the when you have the crucified life, then you can experience that the faith, you have the faith to experience the Son of God who loved you, gave himself for you, and then you can say to yourself, you can say to the world, you can say to Satan, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. 然后这个真理就是给我们在基督里面有安定的这个真理。And this truth is what gives us the security in Christ. 你经历到一个钉十字架生命呢，你也会跟保罗一样，在21节这样子说：“我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。” So if you experience a crucified life, you also can say, like Paul in verse 21, I do not nullify the grace of God, for if righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose. 所以你要在有这个钉十字架生命的时候，你就是对一切想要自己透过什么方法来自己称义的这些的作为，这些的想要试着去做的这些，完全的要对这些的想法死掉，因为我们的安定，我们的平安是完全在找到是在耶稣基督唯一在耶稣基督里，不然耶稣就不需要死了。So when you have the crucified life, you will die to any attempts to find righteousness through anything that you have done. You'll die to any of those thoughts of trying to find righteousness by yourself. Because your security, your peace is found in Christ alone. Otherwise, there's no reason for Christ to die. 弟兄姐妹，今天我们看到一个钉十字架的生命是一个被耶稣的爱释放的一个生命，是一个被耶稣的爱激励的生命，是一个被耶稣的爱有给我们力量的生命，是一个被耶稣基督爱，在耶稣基督爱里面发亮，这个让耶稣可以发亮在我们生命里面的这个生命。So brothers and sisters, today we see that the crucified life is a life that set free by the love of Christ. The crucified life is a life that's motivated and empowered by the love of Christ. And the crucified life is a life that is in the love of Christ, that you are shining brightly in the love of Christ. 你愿意活这个被钉十字架生命，靠着信神的儿子，因为他爱你而为你舍己吗？Will you live the crucified life by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you? Let's pray. 让我来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们今天那么有力量的经文。Lord, we thank you so much that you give us such powerful verses today. 主啊，求你让这些真理真的是在我们生命上大大的工作。Lord, may you help us let these words, these verses greatly work in our life. 让我们真的是可以活出这个钉十字架的生命，为耶稣基督在世上发光。Lord, may you help us relive out this crucified life that in Jesus Christ that we can shine for you. 我们就真的是满心感恩，因为你这么样的爱我们。我们又奉耶稣基督名祷告，Lord, with just a very grateful heart, full of gratitude, Thank you so much that you love us so much. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.